Yes, we temporarily suspend any and all telephone operations. And turn our attention now to missives and communiques received via the miracle of the facsimile machine. This is brought to you by your local Dallas-Fort Worth Volkswagen dealer and by Canon USA and Trulux on McKinney. Here's one from a Fort Worth police officer. Let me start by saying that hearing the voice of the great Bruce Gilbert only reminded me how much I hate Jeff Catlin. Wow. What the hell happened to the hard line and the little ticket when the Catman came back? I used to so look forward to going online each month and check out the latest ticket chick of the month, or listening to a disgruntled bikini girl, then checking them out the next day when I got back to work. Since Cat came back, the ticket chicks have gone to hell. I can't believe there are not any better-looking women who would like to get paid to do ticket stuff.
Oh, dear.
My rant comes to a head in the form of killable, not killable. Catman of the Americas. Killable. If for no other reason, because I blame the loss of the bikini girl and the loss of hot ticket chicks entirely on him. Rhymes. Killable. I hate to kill the old gray wolf and would be willing to spare his miserable existence on this earth on one condition. No more ass whipping of the P1 with weak-ass attempts at doing characters. Indie film guy, country music fan, etc.
Fan is good.
And I've said before, the idea of those characters is not to be funny. It is to irritate.
And you did it.
Congratulations.
So much so a guy wants to kill you.
I'd say we had a little success here.
Yeah.
Big hug, not killable. I will forego the transgression of pulling for the hated Yankees in the ALCS and spare Grego's life because a country boy can survive. Corby, not killable. Once again, having to overlook transgressions, I hate Corby because we graduated from rival high schools the same year. The pot-smoking, cloven-hoofed yuck monkey by the name of Cobra does bring a bit of entertainment to the show.
Thank you, Cobb.
Very little. Very
Thank
little.
Thank you, Cobb.
Yeah, like he did at E-News today. That was some real entertainment
Thank
there.
You,
what
Cobb.
Almost got us taken off the air.
Yep.
Danny. Killable.
Uh-oh, Danny.
You're gone, Danny.
I will kill big, dumb Danny out of necessity. He is entirely too short, fused, and hot-tempered. The next time his band plays in the town of the cow, he will stumble out into the street in a drug-induced haze in a fit of rage. I will witness him with one hand cuffed and pointing a weapon in my direction. I will give the obligatory command to drop the weapon before unloading my .40 caliber handgun into his burly chest, fulfilling his fate of suicide by police. As I stand over his dying body, steadily oozing a mixture of alcohol and blood in that order onto the street, I will realize that the weapon was actually a copy of ZZ Top's latest failure attached to the other end of the handcuffs. God, how dark. Kevin Scott, killable.
Ooh, lovable Kevin.
Nah, get in line. Get in line.
Sorry, Kevin, you tried too hard to be the voice of reason while standing on your various soapboxes. Shut up and do the ticker.
Wow.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, that's good.
Psycho Dave. Killable. If he's as disinterested in living as he sounds like he is about everything else, he won't care.
Good fact.
Oh. All right, here's one from LaDonna. The host with the most is the title of this.
Careful.
Just read it.
Although Rhines thought it most futile, he ordered Snake to find Norm and Snoodle. Snake joined in his nap, then reached in his lap and played with Norm's al dente noodle.
She's genius.
She is genius. All right, here's one from a random jackass. I know why Rhines doesn't want any pool parties held at his house. Here are the top three for the old gray wolf.
What?
The old...
Top three reasons why I didn't want to have pool parties.
Oh, this is stupid.
Skip it.
Got nothing.
Skip it. You got tons.
Okay. Whew. All right, here's one. I have a theory. Hopefully it can be proven. Rhines is a Cowboy fan only when they have a coach he either respects or fears. What do you think, Robot Grego? Gobble, gobble.
That theory cannot be proven.
All right, here's one. David Blaine will inhabit a plexiglass box just 2.5 feet wide and 6 feet 4 inches tall. Two tubes. Is this worth reading?
No, that was just the information that you had yesterday. We were wondering how he peed and pooped in his plexiglass box.
Okay, here's one from P1 Presto.
Right.
Corby.
Hey, Presto.
My wife and I saw Kill Bill over the weekend. It came down to a choice between that and Mystic River. I honestly made the decision to see Kill Bill when I considered which of the two you would most likely see.
Uh-huh.
I tend to agree with most of your opinions, those not influenced by your open gayness.
Right.
I was bummed to hear you say today you'd choose Mystic River over the Bloody Tarantino offering. I wish I would have known that Friday. My wife and I still had an enjoyable time as we took in several alcoholic beverages beforehand, but during the movie was unable to convince her to tackle the Don Zimmer bobblehead prize at the bottom of the popcorn bucket in my lap.
The trick doesn't work when you're married, buddy.
Nonetheless, stick with your instinct. Kill Bill is going to suffer with the 3.5-month wait for the sequel. And this movie is lacking closure. It wasn't horrible, but you won't miss anything waiting for the DVD. It's not a movie that needs 5 hours to cover. Stay low, Snake.
You're not going to watch it?
No, I'm not interested in those karate-type movies. No.
Did you like Reservoir Dogs?
You know what? I thought it was a little overrated.
So
I didn't think it was that great.
Did you like Jackie Brown?
Yes, I love that movie.
Okay.
That might be my favorite one of his.
Jackie Brown?
Yeah.
No. No way.
Here's one.
Yeah, it actually is my favorite of his, Corby. And
oh.
I mean...
You're probably right.
Danny? What? I mean, Corby, he's right.
Thank you, Mike.
Snake?
Yes.
Cora.
What's up with those ticket chicks? Some of them look like they got hit in the face with a shovel.
If you guys at the ticket
need help recruiting some hotties, just let me know. I would expect more from the ticket's taste in women. Wait a sec. No, I wouldn't. P.S. Don't listen to all those douchebags. There's nothing wrong with being a major horse's ass.
Lay off the ticket chicks.
Well, that's the same thing Corby. That's the same thing Corby was saying out there a little earlier.
I didn't say anything about them.
You did?
In that last break?
Oh, yeah. I was out there on my ticket chick rant. Kidding me?
Mm-hmm. We've got cute ticket chicks.
Right.
Get off of them. Or let me on them. One of the two.
Dump
that.
The hammer. Oh,
not dumping it, Greg.
All right, here's one from Matt the Kneecap.
Hey, Matt.
Hardline and other homeboys.
That would be us.
Hey, I think it's Matt the Kneecap's birthday today. Did you guys get that?
You know what? I think it is, too.
All right, well, we'll read his facts for him then.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all he's worthy of.
Pretty much.
I would like you to ask Corby about his latest experience of his own personal hell. A good friend of mine was at Cape Buffalo last Friday and got there right about 3. He proceeded to sit down and consume some spirits when he observed Cobra entering the lavatory. My friend, who will be referred to as Victor, leaped from his table and followed the snake trail into the bathroom and proceeded to snake Cobra, the scaly one, while he was happily using the urinal. What happened?
Snake Cobra. Snake.
I don't remember if it did.
Victor relentlessly snake-coated Corbett and said he could see the life force actually draining out of his cloven hooves. Victor said this was the highlight of his day because Conebra now hates him and he hates the dirty serpent too. Have a kick crotch on him.
I think that guy may be telling a tall tale because no one came into the bathroom.
Or maybe it was mistaken identity.
What he did, he went in there. But then he was too chicken to say
probably
that.
Probably so, but he told
his buddy.
And
then he went out and told his buddy that he did, and his buddy wrote in. And now he's been busted.
Yep.
didn't do it. Because you'd admit it. Why would you lie about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
Huh. Yeah. You got a fibber. Got
right.
Fibbed.
Here's another one from LaDonna. This is called Prostate Prognosis Hardline Style.
This is the one I wanted you to be careful on.
If you get the cancer of the ass, the method of treatment of said mass, the doc goes through the nuts, pulls the ween out the butt, then jerks the disease clean and fast. Not so bad.
That's how you cure prostate cancer?
Yeah.
According to us.
How is it, Danny?
You get your wiener ripped off, right?
All right, now here's another one that's noticed what I've noticed. Hardline proper.
Us.
Hey, fellas.
With the Fall Classic up and going this weekend, something dawned on me with regard to Pudge. Am I wrong in sensing a bit of Emmett Smith's sorriness in him? When he was here with the Rangers, he failed to work with his pitchers and wasn't the most accessible when it came to the media. Why? Because of the language barrier. Now he's on a World Series team in the limelight, and his English is suddenly 100% better. Coincidence or not? Sorry or not?
You know what? His English is the same as it's always been.
I don't think so.
Oh, it is.
I think
his English
is
the same as it's always been.
You know what? I went down there countless times, even 4 or 5 years ago to interview him, and his English is the same. It hadn't improved a bit.
I think it's better.
We got to focus.
Listen to him next time he gets interviewed.
And then, he never did any interviews.
Now he's in the position to where he has to.
No, we heard him plenty of times, Grego.
We saw him on TV in gangbangs. How many times did we try to get him on this show? Tons. Wouldn't come on.
All right, well, just listen for it.
I mean, nobody...
Just listen for it and see if you don't think it's better, because I do.
I don't think it's better.
Something has happened that's caused him to improve it. I don't know what that is, but something has happened to make him improve it.
And he's just like any other athlete. I mean, when they get in that big, it's like the Cowboys. And we tried to get all the big guys on when they were here. They don't come on, but yet they'll go on all the national shows.
And you know what? Don't blame them.
No, I think you should do local stuff. I don't think you should completely shut out like A-Rod does.
Well,
we've been trying to get A-Rod on forever, and he won't come on.
Why is that?
Because he's an A-hole. That's why. A-hole A-Rod.
He's not an a-hole.
Yeah, he is. One of these days, y'all, you're going to come around to my way of thinking.
There's nothing wrong with him. All right, coming up next.
At least he's not going to hear me say that because he doesn't live here. Oh, yeah, he's going to live here. I forgot. Oh, yeah.
Hey, he can live wherever he wants.
You're right, he can, but he can't lie about it and say that he lives here, which he does.
All right, 2-minute drill is coming up. Let's gear up for it by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly.